Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yes, Vicky. This is Lori Kohlhagen. We have actually two cards with you, mine and my husband's. And there's a where you're automatically taking money out of my bank account, and I don't know why. We never sign for anything automatic. So that it has to be some kind of mistake on your part.
Okay, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. Ma'am, to locate an account for you, I would need you to provide me with your zip code, please.
With my zip code, 40322.
Thank you. And what's your first and last name?
Kohlhagen, Kohlhagen.
Thank you, ma'am. And how are you today?
There's Lori and there's Jeffrey.
Okay, it's under Lori.
You have 5989 subtracted out of here on 310, which we have no understanding about why. The bank says that we should supposed to call you and find out if we're automatic, if you accidentally signed us up to get payments out by the month, because that's not what we do.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, that's exactly what was done, ma'am. What this is for, let me try to see if I can refresh your memory. Do you or Mr., and I don't want to mess your name up, Kohlhagen, did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay. You or Mr. Kohlhagen recall responding to either a survey or a email stating that you had won a free Dyson's 11 vacuum cleaner.
Won a free what?
Dyson's 11 vacuum cleaner. That's what this is for. There is a sweepstakes going around, and it says that you win the Dyson's, and then they ask you to pay the shipping and handling. Well, when you go to pay the shipping and handling, you get enrolled in something called Bites Hub. And that's a mobile food app, Ms. Kohlhagen. And what that is just an app that encourages healthy eating and give you tips on how to cut sugars and carbs, things like that. You have to be enrolled in that food app in order to participate in the sweepstakes to win the vacuum cleaner. And it is a monthly recurring fee. Now, they do offer it for $20 a month if you're interested in keeping it.
No, I don't want to keep this. What number of the card that is that? Is that on?
It's on. Well, all I have is the last four. The last four, 3949. It's a Visa card, ma'am.
It's a what?
Visa card. Visa. V-I-S-A. Visa.
You know, is that 3811 is the last four?
3949, I said, ma'am. 3949.
3949, that's our bank card.
Well, you said you talked to the bank, so that would make sense.
No, you said the bank called
you and said something about it's a recurring.
They gave me this number and said you call them because this is where the number came out of. Because
right.
We don't have anything coming out of there right now. So why are you taking out? I don't understand this. I want this all canceled.
Okay, ma'am, I have canceled it, and I have a cancellation number for you. I just explained to you that someone responded to a sweepstakes, ma'am, to win a free Dyson's 11, and that's how this got initiated.
Now, you know what? If you guys are going to have free stuff like that, then don't hide the fact that you're going to take this money out and change this and change that. That's so unfair.
Ma'am, I just said that there's
up to our eyeballs in a mess because of this.
Okay, well, ma'am, the account is canceled out. I have a cancellation number for you.
Go.
See,
number.
I'm about to, ma'am.
Go ahead.
C.
Yes.
C as in cancel. 920-470-556.
920-456.
No, ma'am. C is in cancel. 470-556.
Yes. 556.
Yes, ma'am. I also refunded that money back to your card. Card ending 5989.
Yeah, what card?
I'm sorry. I refunded. Let me, ma'am, go ahead. Every time I start talking, you interrupt me. I'm sorry. That's.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I refunded 50. Jesus. I refunded $59.89, ma'am, back to your Visa card ending 3989. Please allow 3 to 5 business days before you get that money back on your card, ma'am. Okay. I sent you a cancellation confirmation email and a refund confirmation email to lori.verhage1@hotmail.com. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Okay, so there. This is the only. What about my Visa card that ends in? I mean, my Capital One card that ends in 3811. Is that a cancel? Is it you canceling that whole card, or are you just canceling this 5989 stuff?
Ma'am, I'm just canceling one charge. I can't cancel any cards. I can't do anything about any other accounts except for this one right here, where I just refunded $59.89 back to. That was Visa card beginning with the first 6481904, last 4-39-49. Again, it'll take 3 to 5 business days before you guys see that money on your card. In reference to the account, it's canceled out. There'll be no further billing moving forward, effective immediately.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate your help. Now, is that what it's called, the jovial cap?
Is that what a charge for $59.89 is?
Yeah.
Is that what it's under? I don't know why. I have no idea what that is. A lot of times, and I don't understand why. But, I mean, they'll put something in a totally different name.
Yeah. And well, at least you're on the same page with me. Like, oh, my God, this is a terrible mess, and I don't even know
why. And I understand your frustration, ma'am. And I'm sorry for any inconveniences may have caused you or any confusion. But, again, 3 to 5 business days, ma'am, that money will be back on your card. Now, you didn't dispute that charge with the bank, did you? They just advised you to call us, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good for you. Okay, Ms. Cole Hagen, just watch for your emails, ma'am. You'll be notified of your refund. You'll get an email, and it takes 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you so much, honey.
Yes, ma'am. It was my pleasure, Ms. Cole Hagen. You have a wonderful day. Stay safe, and thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.